Evidence for the transition of a Jacobi ellipsoid into a McLaurine spheroid in gamma ray bursts, by J. A. Rueder et al. In the binary-driven hypernova, BDHN, scenario, long gamma ray bursts, GRBs, originate in a cataclysmic event that occurs in a binary system composed of a carbon-oxygen, CO, star and a neutron star, NS, companion in close orbit. The collapse of the CO star generates at its center a newborn NS and a supernova, SN, explosion. Matter from the ejector is accreted both onto the because of fallback and onto the NS companion, leading to the collapse of the latter into a black hole, BH. Each of the ingredients of the above system leads to observable emission episodes in a GRB. In particular, the is expected to show up, hereafter rise, in the early GRB emission, nearly contemporary as superimposed to the ultra-relativistic prompt emission, UPE, phase, but with a different spectral signature. Following the rise, the powers the afterglow emission by injecting energy into the expanding ejector leading to synchrotron radiation. We here show that the rise and the subsequent afterglow emission in both systems, GRB180720B and GRB190114C, are powered by the release of rotational energy of a McLaurine spheroid, starting from the bifurcation point to the Jacobi ellipsoid sequence. This implies that the evolves from a triaxial Jacobi configuration, prior to the rise, into the axially symmetric McLaurine configuration observed in the GRB. The triaxial configuration is short-lived, less than a second, due to a copious emission of gravitational waves before the GRB emission, and it could be in principle detected for sources located at distances closer than 100 MPa. This appears to be a specific process of emission of gravitational waves in the BDHNI powering long GRBs. This was evidence for the transition of a Jacobi ellipsoid into a McLaurine spheroid in gamma ray bursts, by J. A. Rueder et al.